الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الطيبين. All praise is due to Allah, and we ask Allah to raise the rank of our Prophet Muhammad and to protect his nation from that which he fears for them. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Laylatul Qadr, the night of Qadr, is a very great night in the blessed month of Ramadan. It is the night of greatness. In it, Allah Ta'ala brought down a great book, the Holy Quran. Each year, when the night of Qadr occurs, great angels and great mercies come down to earth. This night is not a night specific to the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which occurred after the revelation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is known that the night of Qadr occurred during Ramadan in the eras of the previous prophets. However, what is specific for the nation of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that Allah Ta'ala guided them to know that the month of Ramadan would be their fasting month. In Surah Al-Qadr, Allah Ta'ala said, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, laylatul qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر." The first ayah, verse of this surah, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ means, the whole Quran was brought down in its totality during the night of Qadr. The Quran was copied from the guarded tablet, Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz, and Angel Jibreel alayhi salam brought it down as a complete book to Bayt al-Izza in the first sky. This occurred on the night of Al-Qadr in the month of Ramadan, in the year Jibreel alayhi salam first brought the revelation to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then, on the next day, Jibreel alayhi salam came with the five first ayat, verses of Surah Al-Alaq. This was the beginning of the prophethood of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ibn Hibban narrated from Wathila ibn al-Asqa' that he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Unzilat at-Tawrat li sittin madayna min Ramadan, wa unzila al-Injil li 13 khalat min Ramadan, wa unzila az-Zabur li 18 khalat min Ramadan, wa unzila al-Quran li 24 khalat min Ramadan." Which means, the Torah, At-Tawrat, was revealed on the 6th night of Ramadan, the Injil on the 13th night, the Zabur on the 18th night, and the Quran on the 24th night of Ramadan. From this hadith, it is known that it is not a condition that the night of Qadr happens on the 27th or the 29th of the month of Ramadan. Although, from other hadiths, we know that this is most likely the case. Since the night of Qadr might occur on any of the nights of Ramadan, the Muslims should put forth effort to pray each night of Ramadan, seeking the promised reward for the one who prays the optional prayers during that night. Making the extra effort in worshipping Allah, especially during the last 10 days of Ramadan, is recommended, because in most of the cases, The night of Qadr occurs during one of those nights. The second ayah, verse, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ literally means, how would you know what the night of Qadr is? This means that before Allah Ta'ala informed you, you did not know what the merit of that night was. This ayah truly is a question which emphasizes the high status of this night and encourages the person to seek its goodness. The third verse, ayah, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr, is the answer to the previous question. It means the reward one receives for praying during this night is greater than the reward he receives for praying 1,000 months which do not have the night of Qadr in them. The fourth verse, ayah, تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ أَمْرٍ means the angels in great numbers, including angel Jibreel alayhi salam, descend from the sky to the earth during that night. And Allah Ta'ala gives them the knowledge of what is going to happen during the coming year. It was narrated from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the number of angels who would descend to earth during that night may be more than the number of pebbles on earth. Jibreel alayhi salam, referred to as Ar-Ruh in this verse, will be among them. Al-Hakim narrated from the Prophet that during the night of Qadr, Jibreel comes down to earth with a group of angels and they make supplication dua for every slave standing up or sitting down, mentioning Allah, making dhikr. In another narration, it is mentioned that these angels descend to earth at sunset and remain until the appearance of the true dawn. During the night of Qadr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives the angels the knowledge of what is going to happen during the coming year in what pertains to the sustenance, rizq, the changes in the situation of the slaves, and the like. This is the meaning of min kulli amr, of all matters, in the verse. Allah informs the angels about the details of the matters which will happen in the next year, including what they are ordered to do that year. The angels copy matters from the guarded tablet, Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz, which will happen during the coming year, including the births, deaths, sustenance, calamities, enjoyments, and the like. The fifth verse, ayah, Salamun hiya hatta matla'i al-fajr, means the night is full of safety, goodness, and blessings for the obedient believer until the appearance of dawn. Among the signs that show the person that he saw, witnessed the night of Qadr are to see a great, clear light during the night other than the light of the sun, the moon, or electricity. To see the trees prostrating, making sujood. To hear the voices of angels. To see the angels in their original form with two, three, four, or more wings. Or to see them in the shape of a human being, that is, without the genital organ. Also, the way the sun rises the next morning is an indication that the previous night was the night of Al-Qadr. When the sun is rising, its light and heat are not intense. It is a very good sign for the person who sees the night of Qadr and makes supplication dua during it, a very great goodness is hoped for this person, and inshallah, the supplication would be answered. At-Tirmidhi narrated from Aisha, the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that she said, O Prophet of Allah, if I encounter the night of Qadr, then what should I say? What supplication should I make during it? The Prophet answered her, say, Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna, which means, O Allah, you are the one who forgives a great amount and you accept forgiveness, so forgive me. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with seeing this great night and making supplication in it. There is wisdom in hiding from the slaves exactly which night is the night of Qadr. This is so they put forth effort during all the nights of Ramadan, hoping that by that they would acquire the reward of praying during the night of Qadr. One would get the aforementioned multiplication of the reward promised in the verses of the Quran by praying during that night, whether one prays many optional rak'ahs or a few, even two rak'ahs. Reciting for a long time during the prayer is better than reciting for a short time. If one has the choice between praying a few number of rak'ahs with a longer recitation in each and praying more many rak'ahs but reciting for a short time during each rak'ah, then the first is better. It is not a condition that one actually witnesses the signs of the night of Qadr to get the promised reward of praying in that night. Al-Bukhari and Muslim narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that the one who prays during the night of Qadr out of believing in Allah and for the sake of Allah, then Allah forgives him his previous sins. Some scholars of Islam said that the one who prays the dawn prayer, al-subh, and the evening prayer, al-isha, in congregation, jama'ah, each day of Ramadan, would get the reward of the night of Al-Qadr, even if he does not see that night. What a great reward. Al-Bukhari and Muslim also narrated from Aisha that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged the Muslims to take very special care to pray during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, because most of the time the night of Qadr is one of those nights. Likewise, they both narrated from Aisha that she said what means, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan started, the Prophet used to put a fourth great endeavor in worshipping during these nights. He used to pray the whole night and also wake his wives to pray. They also related from Aisha that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make i'tikaf, which is staying in the mosque, during the last 10 nights of Ramadan each year until he died sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Praying during all the nights of Ramadan has a great reward. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged us to do that. Imam Muslim narrated from the Prophet that Allah Ta'ala forgives the previous sins of the one who prays all the nights of Ramadan out of believing in Allah and for His sake. We are in the month of Ramadan. The blessings are coming down to earth to us. Many opportunities are open for us to acquire these blessings, and the gate of repentance is open for those who want to repent. May Allah Ta'ala guide us. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us take this great opportunity before we lose it. Allahumma innaka afu tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. O Allah, you are the one who forgives a great amount and you accept forgiveness, so forgive us. And Allah Ta'ala knows best.